When I was a kid, every Christmas my mother would bring out the manger scene and she would put it on the top of the sewing machine table that was up against the wall in our living room. It was your typical ceramic manger scene with all the figures. There was a little wooden stable in the back of it, and then there was a ceramic Mary and Joseph and a little manger with Jesus in it, and there was a donkey and a cow and a sheep, of course, a couple of shepherds and three wise men. We kids could not resist playing with it. We would take it and line it up in different ways, and sometimes my brother and I would have wars between the shepherds and the wise men. We loved it so much that over the years it became cracked and chipped. The donkey lost an ear, one of the shepherds' face fell off, and one of the wise men lost his head. But it didn't matter to us because we still were fascinated by this story. It's such a beautiful story. It is simple enough for a child to understand, but it is profound enough that for any adult, you can mine it more and more for the depth of it. There are manger scenes everywhere you go. There are manger scenes on people's bookshelves and their cabinets, on their front lawns, in their Twitter feeds, in their Facebook posts. We see manger scenes everywhere. And the reason is because it speaks to the heart of every human being. Each one of us has a mother and a father. And we have that idea that we are loved by our mother and our father. And that is what the manger scene represents. Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. There's always that triangle in the middle of the manger scene. The manger scene is an encapsulated way of showing the Christmas story. And the Christmas story is that God has come to dwell among us and to bring us a sense of wholeness and peace. An old man opens the box that holds the manger scene and he puts the pieces up on the mantle one by one. He can't remember, did his wife put Mary on the right or on the left? It's the first year, it's his first Christmas since she died. And he puts the figures there and he looks at the Holy Family and he remembers when they had kids in the house. And the house feels kind of empty. But as he looks at the scene and he sees Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, he's filled with a sense of wholeness and peace. A young woman rearranges the soft stuffed figures of her manger scene that's on the kitchen bar. Her three-year-old daughter is asleep in her bedroom, but there's no Joseph in the house. It's her first Christmas since the divorce. And she looks at the figures and she sees Joseph standing so protectively over them and Mary bending down towards the baby Jesus. And she feels a sense of wholeness and peace that she finds in that small figure, those small figures. A sailor is in his bunk on a submarine that's on a long patrol. And he takes out of his pocket a little tin box. It's a manger scene in there that his wife made for him. He opens it up and he sees a little tiny plastic Mary that she glued to the bottom of it, next to a little plastic manger that's glued to the bottom, next to the Joseph. And on the bottom of the Altoids tin is glitter to represent snow. And he looks at the Holy Family there and he thinks of his own family that's celebrating Christmas at home without him. And he wonders how long it'll be before he gets back home. He closes the tin and puts it back in his breast pocket next to his heart. And he feels a sense of wholeness and peace. A brown-skinned woman and her 13-year-old son climb down off a farm truck in Mexico. The truck has brought them one day closer to the U.S. border. They've been traveling for weeks to get away from the gang in El Salvador that killed her husband, and that will inevitably force the young man into being a member of the gang. And as they gather their things and leave the truck, they notice that there's a roadside shrine there. And the shrine has a plaster Joseph, and a plaster Mary, and a plaster manger with Jesus. And they kneel down there in front of the shrine and they say a prayer for protection for the rest of their journey. As they get up and move on, she feels a sense of wholeness and peace, knowing that she's going to make it. 2,000 years ago, in the little town of Bethlehem, Jesus was born in and laid in a manger. And that story has been told and retold for centuries and centuries. It has been represented in art and paintings and manger scenes for forever and ever, because it has such power. It has the power to bring us wholeness and peace, and the power to bring us the presence of God in our lives. Amen.